You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining us this morning is Thomas Frost, the Chief Medical Officer at CRS, and now at hVIVO Group, since CRS was acquired early in the year. Thomas, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So firstly, can you tell us all about your background?
Sure. So I'm a physician. I'm trained in internal medicine and endocrinology, diabetes. That's my major topics. And I worked in academic units in Germany for around 15 years in classical medicine, internal medicine. But then I joined the pharmaceutical industry for a couple of years and moved over to the CRO business around 25 years ago. And I joined CRS 8 years ago and served over there as the chief medical officer and now as the chief medical officer of hVIVO, as you said.
Great stuff. Well, recently announced some positive contract wins for CRS with over 5 million in contracts signed since September, which is very impressive. Please, can you tell us what does securing these contracts mean for CRS and for hVIVO Group and how these partnerships strengthen the group's future outlook?
Absolutely. So this is a very, very important step for us. And you see these two contracts, which we have signed in September, are with big size companies in Germany, and it's a business which is a repeated business with the two companies, which shows our reputation, which we have in Germany with a lot of this pharmaceutical developers. And we have a very, very good relationship with the big ones, but there are also lots of this smaller biotech companies which also develop new drugs in Germany. It's more than 1,000 companies which we have in Germany. So it's still a pharmaceutical place here in Germany. And it's very important of us to have this reputation over here. But together with hVIVO, we can now offer much more services and we get much more visible also on an international level, also working with other companies which we have not in our focus up to now.
That's very interesting. So can you elaborate on the therapeutic areas that these studies will cover?
Absolutely. You see, CRS has more than 40 years of experience in classical phase one. So this is single ascending dose studies, multiple ascending dose studies, drug-drug interaction studies, food-drug interaction studies. It's this classical pharmacological work which we have done for a lot of years, and we are well known for that. But during the last couple of years, we extended our services also in the areas of patient business, where we run phase two studies, phase three studies in certain indications. And we specialize in parts of the dermatological area. We are very, very strong in the cardiometabolic area, in obesity, and also in studies in renal or hepatic impaired patients.
How is integration with hVIVO enhancing CRS's capabilities?
Yeah, this is a very important step forward for us. So our history is a German company, and we are very experienced and we are well known as this German company. But together with hVIVO, we have now made a step forward as an international company or more international faced company, and we can offer much more professional services. We can, together with VanLife, we can offer this preclinical advice. We can offer much more data management. We can offer statistical services. and we can offer a much more professional medical writing. This is very, very important, especially when we want to address smaller biotech companies which have a high need for all of this kind of services.
And looking ahead then, if you had to highlight one major growth opportunity or focus, I suppose, for CRS, what would you point to?
Yes, so obesity, metabolic diseases, and the obesity-associated comorbidities. This is something we are really working a lot in and where we believe we can enter a lot of new contracts. And where we can have a lot of business within the next years. You see, obesity and these metabolic disorders, this is a huge market and it's a fast growing market. At this moment in time, it's more or less two companies which are in this market, but there are lots of other companies which develop new drugs, big ones, but a huge number of small biotech companies have exciting drugs, have exciting molecules, which will enter clinical studies. And we believe there we can position ourselves and be one of the world leaders in running this kind of studies.
Well, Thomas, congratulations again on all these awards and these contracts you won. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you again soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.